Lindsey Graham slams Zelensky over refusal to resign. Until there is an election, no one has a voice. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 2, 2025. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, criticized Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for refusing to resign after Zelensky dismissed Graham's previous comments calling for him to resign in the aftermath of his meeting with President Donald Trump in the Oval Office. In a post on X, Graham pointed out that until Ukraine has an election, no one has a voice there. Graham's post came in response to a reporter telling Zelensky that Graham had suggested that he resign after making several disrespectful comments during his meeting in the Oval Office with Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio. In response, Zelensky described Lindsey Graham as a very good guy, adding that he could give him Ukrainian citizenship and then his voice will start to gain weight. Unfortunately, until there is an election, no one has a voice in Ukraine, Graham wrote. As Breitbart News's Catherine Hamilton reported on Friday, during a meeting with Trump, Vance, and Rubio in the Oval Office, Zelensky criticized European governments, as well as past presidential administrations in the United States for their failure to stop Russian President Vladimir Putin after he annexed and occupied Crimea in 2014. Zelensky's criticism came after Vance had suggested engaging in diplomacy as the path to peace. What kind of diplomacy, JD, you are speaking about? What do you mean? Zelensky questioned. I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country, Vance answered. When Zelensky attempted to dismiss Vance's idea of diplomacy, Vance informed him that it was disrespectful for Zelensky to come into the Oval Office to try to litigate this in front of the American media. With respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office to try to litigate this in front of the American media, Vance said. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict. Zelensky went on to question if Vance had been to Ukraine and sought to dispute Vance's claim that Ukraine is having conscription problems, adding that, during war, everybody has problems. First of all, during the war, everybody has problems, Zelensky said. Even you, but you have nice ocean, and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future. You don't know that, you don't know that, Trump said. Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem, don't tell us what we're going to feel because you're in no position to dictate that. You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. Trump also pointed out that the U.S. has helped Ukraine with military and monetary aid after Zelensky implied that Ukrainians had been alone in the war against Russia. You haven't been alone. We gave you, through our stupid president, $350 billion, Trump said. We gave you military equipment. If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks. After the meeting, the White House confirmed that Zelensky had been asked to leave and had not signed a minerals deal. In the aftermath of the meeting, Trump issued a statement that Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved, adding that Zelensky had disrespected the United States of America in its cherished Oval Office.